That's on.
Here, Bull, I'll leave them down here in case somebody else comes. Oh, I'd like to start off the Board of Trustees meeting, July 24th, 2021. It is a special meeting also. I request a moment of silence, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joe.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Mark Zeller.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, it's a special meeting, so we're only going to talk about one thing, and that's trash, and I'm going to read off this so everyone understands. Public participation. We will proceed with today's questions and answer session concerning how the township will be funding future trash contracts. Each person addressing the board shall use the podium. Each person addressing the board shall give his or her name. Each person will be allotted 5 minutes to ask one question, and the board then will answer the question. You will be able to ask another question after everyone has had a chance to ask their question and have it answered. Please allow the trustees the chance to answer each question. We will be keeping track of the 5 minutes and be sure everyone has a chance to ask their question and have it answered. Okay, I guess who wants to be first to come up to the podium? If you have any questions, this is the time to do it.
Meeting adjourned.
Give some background on why we're doing this and what we're looking at.
Yeah, you want to do that, Mark? You want to read that one off, or Bo?
Mark, you want to read it? And then we can touch base.
So let me just kind of read through. You folks should have a copy of this, but I'll read through the information on the trash collection options. Although most communities charge their residents for the cost of trash collection, for many years, Jerusalem Township has paid all of the costs of trash collection for its residents. When the Maumee Bay Lodge opened and began paying the 3% lodging tax to Jerusalem Township, the trustees at that time decided to use the hotel tax revenues to provide free trash collection for our residents. Over the years, the cost of trash collection has increased substantially and now exceeds the hotel bed tax revenues. In addition, the Lucas County 911 dispatching consolidation will cost Jerusalem Township at least $40,000 per year in new fees from the general fund. This funding shortfall is threatening to exhaust the Jerusalem Township general fund in the near future. Let me explain for just a minute. Our funding, and Joel can explain this better, but our funding is broken down into different funds. So you folks pay taxes for roads, you pay taxes for fire, you may pay taxes for recreation. The monies that come in for those specific uses, fire, roads, taxes, can only be used for those specific purposes. The trash collection has to be paid for out of general funds. The 911 consolidation dispatch will be paid for out of general funds. There's no way to use any of the monies from those other sources to pay for these. So that's why the issue of general funds is being exhausted. So in order to remedy the situation, the trustees are now considering several changes. Number one, the All-Star contract. All-Star was acquired by Republic about a year or so after we signed that initial three-year contract. Republic has the contract. That contract expires at the end of August, next month. Option one, we can terminate that contract and execute a new contract with a local provider who has a reputation for superior customer service, and that's the Klum Brothers. Number two, work with a Lucas County auditor to add the cost of the trash pickup fees to our residents' tax duplicate. This process will involve three Lucas County Commissioner public hearings where the proposal will be read out. The additional tax will begin to show up on the 2022 property tax bills for township residents. The cost to township residents would be approximately $12.50 per month, or about $150 per year. That's just a straight pass-through of the costs.
That's in addition to what the township's paying?
That would be instead of what the township is paying.
In other words, it would just cost the individual $12.50 per month for trash pickup.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay.
The change in the trash service provider from Republic to Clum Brothers offers several advantages for our township residents. The Clum Brothers would provide one 96-gallon toter-type trash can to each residence at no charge. And the container with the green lid, that's actually a recycling container, but the trash toter will be exactly the same size and will have a different colored lid. That's the 96-gallon toter. As an aside, the smaller can to the left of the large one, if a household says, you know what, we don't have that much trash and the big one is just too hard for us to handle, we'd like a smaller one, all you have to do is let them know and they'll come and swap it out for the smaller one that's on the left. Number two, and by the way, this would be provided to each resident at no charge. Number two, the Clum Brothers have indicated that they will pick up one bulk item per residence per month at no additional charge. So the first pickup of every month, if you were to put out a chair, a sofa, or whatever, they'd pick that up. There would not be a bulk item pickup charge at all. They would just do that as a service. And that would happen every month. Number three, the Clum Brothers will accommodate any of our elderly or disabled residents by retrieving the trash toter from its normal position next to the house as long as they can get to it. They'll take it out to the curb, they'll empty it, and then they'll return it to its normal position. If someone wants that service, and we have Clum Brothers, all they have to do is contact one of your trustees, and the trustee will indicate to Clum Brothers, yes, this particular residence qualifies. Please put them on your elderly / disabled list, and then they'll begin to offer that service. Now, we as your Jerusalem Township trustees, we really don't want to ask our township residents to pay higher taxes, but the problem is the township no longer has adequate revenue to provide free trash collection for our residents. Therefore, our alternatives are really limited. By the way, we are one of the very, very few communities that still offer free trash collection. Most communities, whether they're cities or towns with income tax, or whether they're townships with no income tax, almost all of them do pass the cost for trash pickup through to their residents, this kind of an arrangement. At the last meeting, we did have a representative from Clum, and there were questions about, well, what if I want to arrange for my own trash pickup with another company? Everybody has to go with the same group. The Clum Brothers did indicate that they've tried this before in other communities, and they can offer this rate, this fairly low rate of only $150 a year, or $12.50 a month, when they come and provide service to the entire community all at once. If they had to come in to service a couple of households on one day and different communities like that, the cost would be probably double that per household. So they indicated they're really not doing that anymore. This option, if we go with Clum, would apply to all of our township residences, and it would only apply to the properties that are considered to be improved properties. So if you have different lots that don't have a house on them, that does not get included. You don't get an assessment for that. This is really intended to only apply to the residence where you have your home. It's an improved lot. And we do have a listing, and there is the opportunity for us to review that listing And if there are any duplicates, we can get that straightened out before the information gets submitted to the Lucas County Auditor for tax purposes. So let me ask, are there any questions?
What about the people?
Do you want folks to identify them?
Oh, yes, sir. You have to come up and so we got your name and everything. And
like we can't hear something. Bill Tank. What about the people that have a residence, but they're way behind on their taxes? They're not paying their taxes. What, are they going to get their trash picked up and all the rest of us pay for it, or what?
Well, if those folks are delinquent in their taxes, there's a process that the auditor would be working through.
Yeah, but that process seems to be going nowhere in this township. We've got vacant homes, we've got homes that are ready to fall down, homes that them guys should be practicing on burning and putting out or whatever when it's gone, but...
You know
what I'm getting at is some of us are going to pay for this through your taxes, they're going to add it on your taxes, and the others are just going to ride the bus for free. And I'm thinking there's a better solution than just force it on everybody's taxes and let these people ride the bus for free.
Well, those folks that you reference who are...
And they still dump trash along the road, no matter how many people pay to have the trash picked up.
Well, those folks that you're referencing that are delinquent on their taxes, there is a process that we go through. Our zoning inspector isn't here to address that process, but that does go through the auditor's office. Those folks, if they don't bring their taxes up to date, they're at risk of losing their property.
Unfortunately, that process takes more time than it's worth.
It's years.
That process does take time, and that's for the protection of the individual, so that you don't have entities simply seizing property from people. That has to go through a process to make sure that everything is fair and the rights of the individual are protected. But those tax costs get added on to the property. If that person doesn't pay...
But there again, common sense will tell you that you can add anything you want to it. If they're not paying their taxes, it don't matter.
Well,
it's just going to add up and add up.
It's going to add up and they're going to lose their property. And then that property is going to end up being sold off to try to recover all of the sum of the costs.
Well, they never recover it.
Well, you're right.
When
it gets turned back over to the township when we sell the property, it doesn't recover all the lost taxes.
There again, it shouldn't get turned over to the township.
It goes through the land.
Right, but it should be offered to the adjoining property owner.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
The township
first.
The township is the entity that offers it to the adjoining property owners. The land bank turns it over to the township. We put it up for sale. If it's a buildable property, we put it up for sale. If it's not a buildable property, we approach the adjoining owner.
All right, but then again, like I've asked in the past, if the township sells that buildable property, where do the proceeds go? What do they go for?
Well, that goes to reimburse the township for the lost tax revenues that we haven't collected on that property.
We also tear houses down with that money, too. We clean up the township.
The land bank doesn't
happen too often lately, either.
Oh, yes, it has.
The land bank doesn't accept properties until the properties are cleared. So we have to put up, the township has to put up the money to clear those dilapidated buildings before the land bank will take them, clear the back taxes, and return them to us.
What's the last one you tore down? The one next to you down here on the corner?
Water Street.
No, the gentleman did that. Which
Water,
one?
Water Street.
Water Street.
Water Street.
In Bono.
Across from Bono.
Across from the bar.
Yeah, you got a lot of room in Reno, too.
Yeah,
we do. It costs quite a bit to do that.
It costs about $3,000 or $4,000 to do this.
Sometimes more. Sometimes
and
as much as 7
we did,
or 8.
Bill, we set up a... We set up a new zoning fund.
Yeah.
So anytime we sell lots, we take that money and put it into that zoning fund to be able to use that money to tear down more houses.
Well, if you're going to sell the property and stuff, let's put it into the trash pickup and stuff, turn it around, do something for the people for a change.
Well,
we are. We're trying to clean it up. We're trying to clean up
their taxes.
And you know, we're talking a couple hundred bucks for a lot of lots.
See, I'm sure everybody's sick of every time we run into a wall or a problem or a shortfall, oh, let's just put it on the taxes.
Right.
And pretty soon, you're going to get to a point to where nobody's going to be here and nobody's going to want to pay their taxes.
I guess you probably ran the gamut. Or...
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I mean, I don't want to get off the trash deal. We got to solve that.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to say something about, I think, there's a point about that, that like delinquent property tax owners don't pay for, they get the service, but they don't pay for it, but that's happening with all kinds of things. So if their vacant property burns down, the fire department comes out, they get that service without paying for it. So the fire department is like trash, and that's a greater good for everybody. If you ask the
your rescue squad.
Yeah, so
you know, that costs time and money.
It does. So if you that resident might not pay their property taxes, but they are still getting fire and EMS service for somebody living in that home, you would not not provide that service. That would be illegal.
Yeah.
So trash is almost like fire protection. It benefits everyone, though not everyone maybe appreciates it or wants to pay for it.
But your trash and your fire, one thing, you got life and property,
life safety,
matters, and trash, there's no life involved.
I disagree, because if people would do what they used to do in Jerusalem Township, and some still do, is they burn their trash, which is, I have no idea why you would burn your trash in your backyard, but they do. That's harmful to the environment, and it's also illegal and puts the fire department at ease. We just had a call last night about it on Jerusalem Road in Teachout. They were burning trash that they were taking out of a roll-off dumpster.
Taking it out of the dumpster.
So why did they do that? I didn't see any beer, so it wasn't a party, right?
Because but, maybe they had too much to... the dumpster to hold.
Yeah,
so
potentially.
Get rid of some of it.
Potentially. I just think that from a fire perspective and living in the township, I would rather have everybody contributing to make my whole area clean than assuming somebody's going to be responsible and pay for their own trash service, because they're not. They're going to burn their trash. Or they're going to take it to the township dumpster and fill it up, or they're going to dump it alongside the railroad tracks, which is what they do out by me.
Or right up on Route 2. We just picked up Route 2, and look at the trash up by the barbershop.
Yeah, right.
Somebody just dumped a big bag out.
Right.
Or back in an abandoned house, they dumped their old carpet on the driveway.
Yeah. Oh, they always will. It's always going to be there. But why everybody pays for fire protection or cemetery, right? We have a cemetery levy, right? We're all helping make the cemetery look good, but we might not be in that cemetery one
day. That's
right,
yeah.
I mean, it's...
Anyone else? We'll move on. Dave, want to come up?
Hi, David Frost, my name. I've got a fairly simple question. How much does the township pay Republic, and, you know, for the year, you know, is it $100,000 or $200,000?
It was $140,000 last year.
Okay, then how much will we be paying the new people?
What was that?
It'll be 150 times what do we have?
1,500, wasn't it? What they figured?
Yeah, we had that last time.
Do we have 1,150?
Yeah,
about 1,100.
1,100 households.
Yeah.
That 140 was with the unlimited too. That was $20,000 last year.
165.
Just the unlimited.
So
did you say it was 140?
Yeah.
With Republic.
But it's going up every year.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah, theirs will go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if there are 1,100 households, you know, there's a count that'll happen. And we don't know what that count is yet. But if it's 1,100 times the $150 a year, that's $165,000.
Assuming everybody's paying their property taxes, which we know will not happen. And then we have
well,
to...
Well, in the township, yeah, we'll end up absorbing anything that folks don't pay.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Christina Rademacher. My question is the township was paying before from the bed and breakfast tax. So where's that money going to go now that it's not going for trash?
that will go into the Township General Fund that will help pay for the new 911 consolidation costs. That's a new expense of about $40,000.
That we fought very hard not to be part of, but it's a law.
It's a money grab.
Yeah, there was no choice.
Now, that $40,000, is that broken up between, I'm sure it's more than just Jewson Township in that consolidation.
No, that's our share.
It's our share.
That's what I'm saying.
It's millions across Lucas County.
So I understand you guys fought. I just think it's ridiculous, $40,000 to answer a phone call.
That's the first year.
Yeah, so to put in perspective, the 911, because a lot of people don't haven't come to meetings from the township to know about what had happened, but the fire department is paying their own assessment of 911 dispatching calls, fire and EMS, and then the county commissioners have made it to where calling 911 in general, which is a lot more calls, right, for service, they're going to push it off to us. So whatever calls are in Jerusalem Township, the general fund is the only fund that can pay for those dispatching costs. And they, the county commissioners were gracious enough to step up that every year. So they don't hit us hard with the full amount now. They're helping us prepare to pay for it 100% in the future. So when we saw that, we said, so what do we do? Because we haven't ever incurred that cost. And now the county commissioners have said, you don't have a choice. That's separate than the road patrol issue, right? That you already know about. That's not even two different things.
Yeah.
So the 3% tax is going to be spread out through the general fund.
It will go into the general fund.
Yes.
It always has.
Everything that comes out of the general
fund. Yeah. And it always has been. Yeah. It's just been trash.
Trash has been part of that.
And trash has been more every year, and we haven't there's not more beds in Jerusalem Township. In some cases, like the Connell Lodge or Lake Erie Lodge, is less, right? Some places do better than others.
Well, and then to piggyback on Joel's comment, last year, because of COVID, the hospitality industry took a huge hit, as I'm sure everybody is aware of. Hotels shut down for months. That means that there was a big dip in the bed tax. We saw a shortfall of over $50,000 last year in the general fund due to the bed tax revenues dropping. We still had to pay for the trash, and we still paid for the unlimited pickup. That unlimited pickup last year during COVID, when lots of people were home. And
that was a joke, because half the people didn't get their stuff picked up.
Oh, and all? No, I...
Yeah, it took them like a week, but I think
there was so much.
There were still several people
that was the biggest pickup that they had seen in history from this township.
Well, before, I only moved back into the township a couple years ago, but before it was done on a Saturday. All the trucks were brought out, so they had plenty of time to pick up the trash, and last year it was done on your trash day with your regular truck, so there wasn't enough people to do that.
And that was Republic's request on that part, that they wanted to do it during the regular pickup.
Yeah.
We were definitely not happy with them. We've taken phone call after phone call about garbage. It's still the thing. I just took one this morning in there.
We were talking about that before.
So they were the ones that requested they did it that way on that unlimited pickup. But when it comes to the money side of things, I don't want anybody to think that we're taking this money and doing something. We're going to buy something new over here, and this is...
No, that's the only reason I asked the question about where it's going, so that later on somebody's like, oh, well, I didn't ask that question. I should have. Mm-hmm. Then everybody understands where it goes.
Well, what is the 911 going to be in, 3 years, the consolidation price?
Well, we don't know, because they're going to... As their budget goes up, they'll pass through our percentage of their budget. Yeah. I mean, we're expecting the phased-in number to be around 40,000, but that will probably go up with inflation.
Yeah. And they're saying, if it's a 911 hang-up call, we're getting billed for it.
And they take all of the calls through the entire county, and they divide them up by jurisdiction, and they say, well, your percentage is this, you get this percentage of the entire bill.
So instead of just taking up this whole thing about trash, we're talking about other things. Is there information that say, I can't come to some meetings because they're in the evenings and I have other stuff I have to do? Is there a way we can get information on all this, a breakdown of what the general fund has to pay every year, and the 911 consolidation paperwork are telling us why the cost is passed on to us? Is there any way that we can get that?
Financial report.
Yeah, is a financial report available to anybody?
So let me answer that in pieces. Number one, the minutes of our meetings are available out on the township website. And that's after the following meeting when we approve those minutes. The audio from the meeting goes up within about 24 hours. So that audio recording is out there. You can listen to the meeting the following day if you wish. Now, as to the financials, they are discussed at the meeting. We're currently in the process of discussing what kind of financials might we make public.
What reports would be ones we would share all the time versus...
Well, shouldn't they be shared all the time since it's out of our taxes? We should know everything that's going on with the money that we pay.
No municipality does that, leaves them out there all the time. I mean, they're a public records request. You could come in anytime and say, I need to know how much you spent on this or what the general fund is. But actually, to answer your question, it is already up there. Not maybe on the township website, but the state auditor, when they audit us every 2 years, all that information is for public viewing. Now, is it accessible, like easy for you or I? No. But by law, it's out there as a comprehensive report. But
information.
Yeah, we have to, nothing is, everything is open. So that's always out there in the state auditor website. We were just talking prior to all this about putting out specific financial reports that we have at the meetings themselves, if you attend, to give to people, to put them with the meeting minutes. But then which reports... See, because you could ask
pages.
So I can come up here, say Monday, or you only open on what, Wednesdays?
Well, that's the zoning inspector. Okay. You could email me, the fiscal officer, and say, I would like, there's so many reports. What are you looking for?
That's on the general fund.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get a report on the general fund.
Yes, exactly.
You know, because that's what, like, the road comes out of, you know, the
separate
fund. Road comes out of the road fund.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just have to look and see which funds that we want to... Okay, but see, it is available if we want.
Oh, absolutely. We have to by law.
Okay, wanted to make sure.
In our meetings, there's three reports we get every meeting. One is our receipt detail, the money we bring in. The other one is our fund status, which shows you how much fund is in, how much money is in each account.
Okay.
General fund, motor vehicle, roads and bridges, cemetery. And then the other one that we got is a payment listing. And the payment listing shows every payment that we made for that month.
Okay.
It doesn't show
what each fund is spending throughout the year. That's an open-ended question. Yeah. You say, well, what does a general fund buy, or what is it you spend money on? Electricity, right? Wages, health insurance. Okay. I mean, there's a summary report that tells you in percentages how much we said we're going to spend. But it doesn't tell you what vendor, it doesn't tell you for what reason, right? It's not easy. I wish it was, right? But that's where we had talked about that, saying, if we're going to put the meeting minutes out, which we do, and the audio out, what financial report, is it those? Showing what we paid from last meeting to this meeting? Is it how much we have in total in each of those funds? That doesn't tell you how much trash costs. That just tells you the general fund has this much money in the bank. And then you see a report that says we spent this much money to these people. But it doesn't say what fund that came out of. You'd have to get a different report. So the problem is the detail, the devil's in the detail sometimes.
Okay.
But because I'm the fiscal officer in this township, I noticed when I came here that our general fund was never growing. And we don't, growing meaning, you know, unlike the fire fund, the recreation, the cemetery, the road and bridge, where those are levies that we ask you to approve in the election time, the general fund money is not a levied money. So it does not go up. It is only if those taxes are collected by the property owners. You can't ask for more general fund money. You can just find other sources of revenue, like charging to rent the hall, or charging a zoning fee for a sign, or a fence, or in this case, a 3% bed tax, which we're 3%. The state is 7%? No. 6%? And somebody else is getting a cut, right? So like that's the one revenue source that we had that provided any significant amount of money to pay for something outside of the well.
And we can't ask, we can't get more.
We can't get more general fund money.
From that.
Right.
So one other thing to add, based on some of the questions that have come up so far this morning, is it one alternative as the general fund balance increases. Right now, we're really limited. We can only, if there are properties in the township that need buildings taken down so that those abandoned properties, delinquent taxes, can be turned over to the land bank, we have to have the money to be able to clear that property before we can turn it over to the land bank. If the general fund balance is a little bit greater, we could maybe afford to do more than one or two of those properties a year. Right now, we're limited by, we only have this much money.
So now I have a question about the land bank, because I talked to land bank about 5 years about mm-hmm. ago about acquiring a house. Mm-hmm. And there was a process, of course, for them to acquire the house. And they tore it down and then sold it to the person next to it. You know, they ate the cost of tearing it down. That's what they told me when I talked to them about 5 years ago, unless they changed the way they do things.
Well, we could, maybe the thing to do might be for you to contact our zoning inspector. She works very closely with the land bank, and she could probably answer those specific questions as to how that works.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
I've got another question for you.
Everybody else has to go around first.
Did the township, Sandra Litton, receive grant money to compensate for that loss of hotel tax?
Yeah, so there's we received CARES Act money in the past, which most people don't pay attention to this, right? But CARES Act money had specific uses. That CARES Act money hadn't, there was no lost wage opportunity used for that money.
So it didn't necessarily compensate for that.
That could only be applied to unbudgeted expenses that were very specific to COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the vast majority of that money, because of COVID, if our firefighters go out on a run and they're potentially contaminated, we have to decontaminate their turnout gear before they can be available to go back out again.
Right.
And they only had one set of turnout gear. The vast majority of that COVID money went to purchase a second set of turnout gear so that we could, that same firefighter could go back out on another call using their alternate set of gear while their first set of gear was being decontaminated. Yeah. That's how we spent most of that.
Part two to this is new or recent. The federal government's giving millions and billions of dollars all over the place to everybody, government entities, for this ECA. What do they call it? ARP? What's the acronym? There's always an acronym for government stuff. Anyways, there's new money flowing to
ARP?
American Recovery Plan program is sending money down to state and local governments. We can receive those funds if we would like to use them. We don't have that money yet. It's also like CARES Act money. It's very specific. It says, you can only use it for these items. There's a process. You have to prove it. I can't wait to do that. It's
That has to come through the state legislature, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that is an opportunity, but it's not here
not
yet.
Not here yet.
Okay. And that won't even. They talk about that it could potentially address lost income, but it's probably not that easy.
Okay.
It's taking money from somebody else. Like the federal government is not.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
There's always strings.
Right. So we don't know what that is going to be, if that's going to help us or not.
So
and if it applies.
Small possibility.
Very small.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a second question. So if the Klum brothers decide to double the cost next year, how will that then affect us?
We have a 3-year contract. We could do a 3-year contract with
and
them.
It'll most likely have a 2 1-year renewal clauses on it. So it'd probably be a 5-year lock.
Okay.
There will be small predefined price inflators in there, but they couldn't come through and double the pricing. So as we get 4 years up from now, 4.5 years, we'd be looking at, okay, Klum, If we renew with you again, sign a new contract, what's your pricing going to be? And we would go out and we would shop competitively to other potential providers.
So then it'll be on the township then to address that and look into other... Okay.
Right, the township works closely with the Lucas County commissioners in this process to get as much buying power as we possibly can.
And if we were to somehow come up with the money in the future, if we no longer decide we want to tax for the garbage at the end of the contract with like Clum Brothers 3 years from now, it doesn't stay on your taxes forever.
So you could potentially take it off.
We could potentially take it off if the township comes into a boatload of money. It's not an open-ended, like the schools or, you know, TARDA or, you know, anything like that. Like, if you look at your taxes, your property taxes, I mean, there is such a small sliver goes to the Jerusalem Township, the actual township. I mean, you're talking schools, TARDA, the library.
Metro parks. It might only be, what, in the area of maybe 15 to 20% of your total tax bill actually comes back to the township.
Yeah, it's very, very small, so...
Yes, ma'am.
Brad Stander. Robin Christman. Just because you just brought up that act, is Maumee Bay going to be able to recover some of their loss? And if so, will we be able to recover some of the 3% tax that we did not get?
So that's the state park, right? So the state charges the U.S. Hotels to operate their facility. U.S. Hotels makes money on that. I don't know how that looks. The state of Ohio has getting some of that money, too. I don't know how much, and I don't know what they're going to do with it. And I don't know how... I don't know the specifics. See, this is all new, right? When they come up with something new, somebody's got to go first and then ask the questions. Hey, what about this? What about that? So, for example, to put it into perspective, we didn't buy that turnout gear for the fire department until well after we received that CARES Act money, because other government entities asked the question and maybe used their legal department to... get some clarification on that. So we don't know how easy or hard that's going to be.
Will you know if they get any, though? I mean...
Oh, no idea. Nope. See, because, like, we get our potential allocation, meaning, hey, it's over here for you to use it, follow our process. You know, we're getting potential, like, $230,000 available to us, but we have to, you know, apply for it and use it. I think the city of Oregon is getting like $3 million, right? So you have this, like, how much is the state getting? I don't know. A lot. Could they use that money for that? I don't know. They're probably going to use it for something else, something bigger.
Good question, though.
That's a good question. Right. But that can't count on that because there is a lot of bureaucracy to that money.
Dave, I have some a phone call and some emails I'd like to read into the minutes.
Robin, what's your last name?
Christman.
Okay.
Can you finish asking the question?
We're not done. This is input from other community members who could not attend today, but wanted to go on the record via phone call or email to share their opinion. So we're not done asking questions or. Answering questions, okay? So I received a phone call from Randy Graffis and his wife, Kathleen. They talked a little bit about this, asked a couple of questions, and they concluded by saying that they are in support of the garbage contract change and the $150 tax.
Phone call.
Received an email to our general mailbox from Deb Teft. I'll read her email. It says, I vote to terminate Republic and go with Clum Brothers. Thank you, Deb Teft.
Terminate.
Received an email from Danielle McVicker. Hello, I'm not able to attend the garbage meeting. From what I have read, I think the new proposed plan sounds good. The fee is fair, and I'm happy to be getting a new garbage tote. Danielle McVicker. Email from Rhonda Ekman. We are unable to attend the meeting, but would like to give our opinion on this situation concerning the shortfall of funds. Keith and I would like you to know we have no problem with attaching the amount, $150, to our property taxes through the Lucas County Auditor. Also, Clum Brothers would be adequate for our garbage services. Sincerely, Keith and Rhonda Ekman. email from Chrissy Smith, and Joel, I'll pass these down to you.
Oh, I'm trying. I'm sorry. Wait, just give me those papers.
I would pass. Yeah, yeah, you can have them all. From Chrissy Smith, I have no problem paying for my garbage collection as long as we have shopped around for the lowest rates. We moved from Toledo, so we are accustomed to this and feel it is a realistic expectation of a homeowner. What about an unlimited pickup? How often will they allow that? And will it cost extra? Thank you, Chrissy Smith. And I did respond to her, thanking her for her opinion and answering as to unlimited pickup. Clum Brothers will pick up one bulk item each month at no additional charge per household if we select them. And the last email that just came through this morning was from Eric Clavenger. We were not able to attend either meeting, but we would like to see the township go with Clum Brothers and add the $12.50 per month to the residence tax. We appreciate you bringing this to the residents for our opinion and discussion. So I'll pass these down to Joel then.
Christine, what's your last name?
Rademacher. R-A-D.
Okay.
E-M-A. C-H-E-R.
Oh, yeah, I'm just like, sorry, it's like, okay. I believe somebody back here wanted to speak.
Well, first, Bill can go if everybody's done.
I'm waiting. I don't see any hands going.
No, that's what I'm waiting for. I thought somebody back here was worried that we weren't going.
Okay. Has anyone considered, I mean, through life, your budgets come and go, people on fixed incomes have to make adjustments in life to live within their means. Has the township taken that into consideration? What can you shave? What can you cut out to keep things maintained?
We have cut and we have shaved a lot. But there's also the cost of everything goes up over the years.
Well, everybody understands that.
We've saved, when we went to All-Star, we saved a ton of money.
Yep.
By going to All-Star and we got you guys the extra bag of garbage or the extra bin.
Right, went from 2 to 3.
Went 2 to 3. So we saved money there, and then Republic bought out the contract. We've saved on the copier, we've saved on phone and internet. We've adjusted. I mean, we've tried.
Yeah, those are minor things.
Insurance, we now have the people that are on the health care are now paying for part of the health care out of their own pocket. Before, it was always, paid for.
100%.
100%. Now they're paying for their health care if they're on the health care plan. We've had to spend some money in the last couple of years. This is our house, so we got to take care of it. We fixed the bricks up front. We're having a new roof put on because the roof's leaking. It should have been done years ago, and it's well past its life.
That's $60,000, Bill.
Cut out certain things, like the turnout gear for the fire department. Was there federal grants available to
that's
cover
what
that?
For.
That's what paid for.
That's what we used the COVID money for.
Right. But I mean, you got to shave something off. Yep. I'm sure you're not spending a ton of money on mowing along the roads and stuff anymore.
Well, a lot of that's county roads.
Well, there's a big argument too. Is it county or township? Because I see both.
Well,
and I don't see any county anymore.
Well, there is a list out on our website of all of the roads, and you can look up whether it's a county road, whether it's a township road, and our township staff. Yeah. Mow all the township roads. You're right, the county mows the county roads, and if the grass gets long and begins to interfere with visibility, we are on the phone to the county saying, you guys need to get this. Otherwise, we'll have to mow it and charge you back.
Just like I mentioned to Bo when I come in here about Howard Road and that park. You talk about some mowing. They need a lot of mowing along through there.
Oh, the
park.
The Howard Marsh?
Yeah.
Along the road there.
They've got your fine entrance and everything there, and what do you see on both sides? Yeah. 6 foot of weeds.
And North Curtis, Brown Road's the same way.
What'd they plant all them trees for? Half of them are dead. The weeds choked them out.
And the county hasn't been, Lion Road, the county has not been down Lion Road all year to mow that at all. Mm-hmm. They have not been there to mow that at all. The state's even worse. To get the state to come out and mow.
You go into these other parks, their entrance and approach and everything's all neatly groomed and what
right.
have you, and
You're
down
right.
here, This is out of control.
Yeah, I would like to talk to Tim about that. I would like to see what their plan is for that.
But, I mean, but back to the real problem is, you know, nobody wants their taxes to go up.
And that's why we're having these meetings. We're trying to be open and trying to get a feel for the residents on their opinions on this. We don't want to go out and force a tax on you guys at all. I don't, because I'm going to pay it too.
Well, yeah, everybody that pays their taxes.
Yeah.
We're back to that.
Yeah. Bill, I wanted to say that the fiscal officer coming into this, we don't have a lot of expenditure in the general fund to begin with. It is all out through road and bridge, fire and road and bridge are the biggest, right?
Right.
I mean, and we have a levy for that. So the problem goes back to the dispatching.
Well, there again, you're getting out of the general taxes, the property taxes. And
well, no, that the road and bridge levy pays for road and bridge expenses. So like Kevin and Eric and the projects they do and the repairs they make, that's separate than the general fund. The general fund is very small. Well, how much is in the general fund now? You have the fund status report.
As of May 5th, this is the oldest one I got on me, was $59,000 in the general fund.
So we have $59,000 in the bank to pay for general fund purchases. It's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
Our general fund is just under $100,000 a year.
But has anybody laid it out? Fire, trash, whatever, your electric, your building maintenance. Lay that stuff on the table and
there's a budget
of, like
year.
A card.
There's a budget.
Get rid of them cards that are bad that you can live without.
We absolutely do that every year.
Every year.
Every year it's done.
We do it. See, for example, the fire levy had $280,000 in the fire levy. That's what they have for funds to work with.
Cash in the bank.
Yeah, or cash in the bank.
Cash in the bank. So you're
right. It sounds like a lot, but if they have to buy a new engine, that's not a whole lot.
So they budget to better maintain the ones they've got.
Well, they do. And if you had any idea how many years they get out of those vehicles, they take very, very good care of them.
I know. I've been around a few days.
So to put it back to the bigger issue, Bill, is that the Lucas County commissioners have said, through some township, you are paying for your 911 calls. You don't have a choice. Figure it out. We couldn't have paid for these calls without making some change like this.
You know, that could be construed as extortion, too.
Yeah.
you don't have a chance or an
alternative. Next time you vote, Bill, remember how you vote for the commissioners.
That's right.
Yeah. They're jamming this all down our throat.
Yeah, I understand that. But I mean, it's time somebody starts standing up and pushing back.
Well, most people don't participate in that because our county commissioners have been doing this for a long time. Prior to this, they're starting to give us more of their roads.
Yeah.
County roads that used
to. Six and a half miles.
They're laying more expense and responsibility on you. They want you to maintain them,
yes.
Plow them, and
yes.
Mow.
Yep, and chip seal them and pave them. And that's. Okay, Bill, we got to.
Yeah.
One more, and I'm going to, Bill, stand up. Stand back up, because I'm going to piggyback on you.
Are you?
Shepherd. And you talked about something, I think, that pertains to trash pickup, and specifically in regards to disabled folks or people in need.
Yeah.
I think you had a great idea that you told me about the other day, where the community can actually help some of these folks. So we have a bulk pickup once a month, right?
Right.
And let's say some of these disabled folks can't get that stuff out to the front. What were you telling me about the other day that you thought would be good for the township?
Back in the day, what the heck was it called? A guy by the name of Wayne Snow had Nifty Trash Outfit. They got groups of volunteers together and went around and they cleaned up properties, helped people.
Right on. So I'm going to piggyback on what Bill was telling me that day, and that is this, is if there's an opportunity, no differently than Columbia or others want to offer some garage site pickup for folks that are in need. I don't know if they're going to go in and clean up a property or get the trash out so that it can be picked up. If there's an opportunity for some volunteers like Bill in a community to head something like that, if they can get a list of the names of those folks that are in need, this man right here had a great idea to be able to help, not just constantly push back, but the community work together to help each other.
You know, and they keep zoning off their tail, too.
Yeah, that's right.
This zoning thing is, I'm sure everybody in this township is sick of it.
It's a necessary
thing for permits and codes and stuff.
Yeah.
but it's went a little too far, way too far. And there's an expenditure you can cut out, funding private attorneys to file the bullshit for the zoning.
Bill, do you think you have time? Are you willing, what I heard from you the other day, are you willing to help coordinate some of those efforts?
I can do a lot of stuff, yeah. Okay. But you got to get people on the right, on the same page, and willing to help instead of push zoning and other things down these people's throats.
So specifically what I'm asking is, if the trustees had a list of folks in need, you could put together a team of people that might be able to give them a hand to get the trash to the road for the bulk pickup or something like
that. Well, you know, a lot of that would could be handled by their neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, the neighbor can walk next door and take their trash out while they're taking theirs out, you know, things like that.
And it's probably happening from time to time, but if it's not coordinated and someone isn't driving the bus, then...
You got to talk to the people. You can probably get further by talking to these people than you can by forcing them.
I believe that was one of the questions on that survey, right? You could click, I'd like to volunteer for
yes.
the...
Yep. Yes, indeed.
You could go off of that.
So, and we appreciate that. We look forward to members of our community helping other members of our community. That's great, and thank you all for that.
And I have one last question.
But it's got to start from the top.
That's right. I have one last question, and is there anything that the trustees have done to help offset our situation with the hotel tax issue?
Bo mentioned a considerable number of expense reductions that we've tried to engage in. We have, I don't know if anybody's been out to the township website recently, there's been a major overhaul of that website. Up until a couple months ago, that website was really focused on residents and how you could get information and answers concerning your residents' questions in the township. What we've really done is we have all of that information. We've moved it over to the far right under the government tab. That's all still there, but we've added a number of additional tabs, like mainly to appeal to people. Stop and think about it. This is a tourism area. This is an area that people want to visit because it's beautiful. It's got great outdoor sports. Fishing, all kind of kayaking, all
we,
kinds
we
of
got to mow it first.
So, we have all kinds of information out there, like what to do, where to go, where to eat, where to shop. All of that is all new, and we're appealing to all kinds of vendors who would like to advertise their fishing charters out there, not advertise, but to post the information on their fishing charters so that people can go to our website as a one-stop shop and say, gosh, I want to go to Jerusalem Township. I want to go get a fishing charter. I need a place to stay. Where will I eat when I'm there? It's all there. It's all there. And so that information is out there. We're really trying to promote businesses in our community. Rising tide, if you will, lifts all boats. So let's try to attract more people to enjoy the benefits of our township and come and visit our township, spend money, support the retailers here, support the charters, support the hotels, all of that.
Mark, one quick one.
Yes, sir.
What's this park contribute to our township?
The Howard Marsh, the second largest metro park.
What do they contribute?
I can't. That's an indirect. I can't tell you offhand because we don't have a fund that goes into. But the more traffic,
they pay special assessments.
The more traffic that comes into our township, the more potential that the folks stop and buy food at Jack's. They stop and fill
do
it.
Do they pay any kind of property tax?
No.
Like Dave pays on his farm ground.
Nope.
They don't pay any tax.
No,
they pay special assessments.
Special assessments, as Bo indicated. Whereas previously that was agriculturally zoned, and they were paying property taxes on it at an agricultural rate.
You destroyed seven homes back there too that paid taxes. Those homes were empty. For that park.
Those homes were empty.
The only way we gain on it, Bill, is the traffic to help out the businesses and hopefully, and I guess.
Well, my point is they keep wanting to raise our taxes because of that park. Now, we had a tax meeting here a couple of years back at Minky's over them wanting to raise the taxes. And we finally argued with them enough to froze the taxes for 3 years, and then they were going to have another meeting. And like I told them, if you wanted to put, we didn't want that park. It's a mosquito pit, and they're just letting it grow to a jungle. At least when Gravel was farming it, it looked like a farm. And, you know, if they want us to pay for that, we didn't want it. Well, put the toll gate and let the people going in there using it.
You're certainly welcome to your opinion. Understand that the township trustees did not make the decision on that. That was a Metro Park decision.
What I'm getting at is you guys have a bigger voice than myself as an individual to start a complaint somewhere to maybe turn this around a little bit. At least get them to mow it. That'd be a start.
We will be in contact with the person in charge of that park and talk to him about the mowing. Agreed.
Because it's a big mosquito problem right now.
You mentioned taxes, and so let me just remind everybody that our next scheduled trustee meeting is Tuesday of this coming week. Our special guest is Anita Lopez, the Lucas County Auditor. She will be here to explain the process for revaluation of real estate property. If you want to hear what she has to say and you want to tell her what you think about property taxes, the meeting is here at, well, it'll be probably be in the hall, 7 o'clock Tuesday night.
I'll be here.
Very good. Thank you.
Cindy.
Do you know how much money was spent to improve that website?
This much, zero. We pay our website contractor a regular monthly fee to host the website. Mm-hmm. And that includes a reasonable amount of work. And believe me, we got our money's worth.
We pay $200 a month for them to host the website and manage it for us.
$200 a month.
Right. And a lot of people gathered a lot of information, and we fed it to the webmaster, and boy, they did a great job of updating that site. And we'll continue to update it. As new information flows in, we encourage any businesses that want their business to be listed, let us know. There is a special place on there where you can email the info@JerusalemTownship.com, and we'll take that information and we'll ask the webmaster to add this additional information. In fact, we just in the last month we updated our frequently asked questions. We added quite a bit of additional information to that. The FAQs, I think, is now like 15 pages long. Almost anything you can think of should be asked and answered there. And as you think of more things that aren't there, let us know. We'll add them.
Do they track the hits on that website?
They do. They do. We get a report every month about the activity, the visits. Yep.
Anyone else have anything on the trash?
Question. Marty Ruprecht.
Marty, could you spell your last name?
Ruprecht. We moved here about 3 years ago at All Star, I think, had it. Correct. They charged $99 for a container, so we bought our own. So with the new one where they provide, you don't have to accept it then.
I think he said that they would use them.
Is just like this one.
I think he said at the last meeting, if you have one, they'll use it.
Yeah.
If you had an All-Star or Oasis.
An All-Star charges $99 a year, and you buy it for $105.
Right. And what will happen if, say, yours breaks, they'll give you a new one for free when that one breaks or something. But they said they would pick up the other toters. They're going to use the arm. That's why they're pushing for the
toters.
That's
why they're on uniform totes.
Right. Yeah.
They're just like Selma Lowe's and Home Depot. Yeah. So
they will use rent. Them. But yeah, they're giving these to every resident for free. So.
But you don't have to take them. I mean, you can.
Right.
Yeah. So if you do change, and then you said a 3-year contract, 1-year renewals, is that a better rate than the present rate?
Well. It's a complex question to try to answer. So the just the pure garbage pickup right now, we don't have what the new rate's going to be from Republic, but
at the end of August.
At the end of August. But the $12.50 is a little bit more than we're paying Republic right now, but Republic charges $6.50 a month to rent you one of those toters. Republic charges you $22 to pick up a bulk item.
Is that a separate or added on to the tax? Or added on
that,
to the tax?
That's all included in Clum, and that's included in your $150. If you add those things in, the Clum Brothers quote is a deal. It's a lot less than if you were to buy all of these things a la carte from Republic.
But like you said, a la carte, who is paying for that? The township or the...
No, if you rent the toter personally, you pay for them, and if you pay for any bulk...
But it wouldn't be including the tax, so you can't say that there's a savings then.
Right. Well, yeah. Right now, it's 10-something.
Yeah, it's about, what, it's $10.50
right now
that we pay per residence per month.
So it'd be
plus, we pay another, we pay $20,000 for the unlimited pickup.
Yeah, the quantity of bulk pickup is what's going to really determine the ultimate price. If we have less, we pay less. If we have more, we pay the same.
So if you, if you look at the... if there's 1,100 homes, and I think the math we did was 165,000, and then you go back and you look at, okay, so what did we pay for trash? Last year, we paid $141,948. So that was $142,000. So that's not that far off.
But there's additional homes going up in the township now.
Not that many.
Well, there...
There's a few.
You're gonna offset the ones that aren't paying their taxes, right? If you build a brand new home, you're gonna probably pay your property taxes. We're probably gonna see some pay, some go off, but it's not a lot. I mean, we're not.
And the last, I know, the question wise, was the shortfall based on the last year, or last 2 years, or how's that been?
Well,
I can answer that.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Within the money, because I put all these numbers together.
Yep.
So COVID was a weird year, but we also had a very high bulk pickup. Aside from the issue that we're gonna have an increase anyways, whether it's through Republic or somebody else, right? Trash never went down. Prior years, so let's say 2019, which is a normal year, we spent $134,000 and we collected $121,000 in hotel tax. But we have collected as little as $117,000 in hotel tax, like in 2015. But we've paid $108,000 in 2015 for trash.
The hotel now is booked through November.
Yeah, we're still behind significantly. So that we didn't make that up this year, for sure.
At the end of June, we had paid $59,000 in trash, and we've only received $50,000 in for
the hotel. We're not on track to make up.
Is it just the hotel tax, or does it include the campground?
Just the hotel.
Campground's in the city of Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay.
The issue is for us is more this dispatching thing, right? I know trash is why we're meeting tonight, but we're meeting about this because the county commissioners are saying you will pay $40,000 for 911 now, mm-hmm. but you will pay more next year and more next year to get to the 100% rate. And by the way, we don't know what that is because we're trying to be polite to you and stick it to you only as. Not as deep this year and a little deeper next year. The fire department is in the same situation, which is why you had a levy increase 2 years ago, a year ago. We asked for some more money because we knew we were going to be paying, well, more for dispatching for that. And it's great.
Just to piggy off that a little bit with the dispatching, just so everybody knows, the fire department pays the city of Oregon about $10,000 a year to do their dispatching currently. Well, when the county got involved and said, well, we're going to make it bigger and better, Oregon's losing their dispatching center too, and now it's going to cost us over $40,000 a year. So that's why the levy went out 2 years ago and asked for an increase on it.
Try to get ahead of that, because we know the fire levy can pay for fire and EMS calls through 911 dispatching. They're going to bill us. But the police calls, we have no... There's no police levy. There's no public safety levy. Right.
What if you broke them calls down to just the number of calls? What would that cost you per call? Instead of paying them $40,000,
we don't get
maybe you only get $1,000.
We don't get to do that.
We don't get to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't get to do that.
Yeah, they set up a Council of Governments?
Regional Council
of Governments. A Regional Council of Governments to administer all of that, and they basically tell us what it's going to be. It's not like we can pick and choose how things get done.
Or negotiate.
Sucks, because I know during that meeting with Navarre, he said 3% of all calls come out to here. So
yeah, it's low. It is low, the call for service.
Sure.
Right.
Originally, it was $121,000 is what they were going to bill us. And we started doing some research, and they were dumping every 911 hang-up call in Lucas County was going to be billed to Drewson Township.
Because we have a sheriff's office out here.
So that when they would...
Don't know, yeah, know what to do to that, padlock it.
Yep. So they just, so we caught that and they readjusted it.
Well, and to your point, they're not, if Sheriff Navarre has his way, after January 1 of 2023, he won't have sheriffs out here because he's, sheriff deputies, because he's told us that unless we pay a half a million dollars a year, he will not provide any preventative patrols in our township. So any 911 call, sorry, I'm jumping ahead here, but any 911 call after January 1 of 2023, the sheriff has threatened that he'll answer from the downtown jail. And he said, and your response time is not going to be good. So, well, but that's really not the topic of today's
meeting. They're right here, but they haven't prevented anything. You very rarely see them. And when something happens, it's after the fact to show up and write a report.
Well, I disagree, because last night on that fire call we had, we called the sheriff's deputy to come down to help us with the person burning, and they were right there. So it's hit or miss. Sometimes
it's
hit or miss.
Like I say, most of the time it's after the fact.
Right.
But let's get back in the trash. Anything else? Yes.
About the toters.
Name.
You want to stand up? We can't hear you.
Sorry. All
the kids. They said that they're going to provide one. And, you know, some families produce more trash than others. What if they want a second one? Is that going to be an added cost each month, or, you know, how much would that cost?
That would be an additional cost.
Yeah.
I can't tell you offhand what that's going to be, but. If we go with them, it wouldn't matter. I mean, if we stayed with Republic, they would rent you a second toter and they'd charge you an additional fee to pick it up. With Clum Brothers, they'll probably...
Well, with the way we're at right now, you get 3 trash cans as it is.
Well, but those are 3 not to exceed 31 or 33 gallons.
Well, I understand I'm just saying, you know, I just wanted to know if you knew what the extra cost would be if somebody wanted a second.
A second 96-gallon toter? I don't know what that cost is from Clum Brothers. Because the first one's free.
Basically, we don't have all the facts right now, and we don't know where we're going to end up.
Well, that's why we're having meetings. We want your
input. You're going to have another meeting when we get all the facts, too.
Won't that be covered by the bulk pickup once a month?
That's true.
You get a bulk pickup once a month, free of charge.
Bulk item.
Okay.
So it's not like
What's the difference between a couch and another trash can?
Yeah. When Brian, at the last meeting when Brian was here from Clum Brothers, the representative, he stated, listen, we understand people have parties. If we go to your house and you have that thing's full and you got 6 bags sitting there, we're going to pick up your garbage. He goes, if you do it every week, then we're going to question you. But if it's once a month or something, or, you know, we know people have graduation parties, family get-togethers, and you can't get it all rid of it. He says, we are going to take your garbage.
Yep.
Yeah, and no additional fee.
And no additional fee. We're not going to leave it. You know, we're not going to pick up the toter and leave the bags, because we will take it. But if it's an every week routine, then
they just leave it.
So,
they just leave it.
I was going to say, how will they charge for a second tote if it's done through the taxes anyways?
Oh, no, because you're going to get a bill from them for the toter.
Oh, you're going to
get
a personal bill?
They're going to charge you for the toter, which is going to pick up the trash, I bet. That's probably what they would do.
Anyone else?
Good question.
Sandy, do you have some?
That was my question.
Oh. Anyone else? I guess we did it.
Okay. All right. Okay. If there's no other questions.
Do you need a motion from the floor?
I need a motion.
Motion to adjourn?
Yep.
Okay. I need a second back.
Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned 12:10.
Thank you all for coming out.
Thank you very much. We really.